Hello, this is Hap Holly, chasing on RP. This week, we bring you an RP report that has never been aired on the Rain Report. And it's rather appropriate since it goes back to Christmas of 1987. It's called the North Pole Network and sounded something like this.
The Christmas and Hanukkah season should be special times for all, especially for children. But for those children and adults in hospitals, such is often not the case. There are two notable exceptions, however. The Children's Hospital of Orange County, California, known as CHOC, and the St. Jude Hospital and Rehab Center in Fullerton, California. The children and adults in these two hospitals look forward to the holidays to speak with Santa via the amateur radio North Pole Network. The driving force behind the North Pole Network is April Mell, WA6OPS, Director of Occupational and Recreational Therapies at St. Jude Hospital and Rehab Center since 1973. Mel has been a radio amateur since 1975 and resides in Fullerton, California.
North Pole Network got started, well, actually 10 years ago, back in 1977, when we wanted to find a way for our patients here in the rehabilitation unit to be able to talk with Santa Claus. We thought it would be kind of a fun Christmas thing. And we'd heard briefly about other radio operators who had done something similar. But it was my feeling at the time that I thought it would be neat to be able to personalize it. And I grew up, of course, believing that Santa knows about you. And I wanted some way to create that. And we went to our nursing staff here and asked them to give us tidbits about our patients on the pediatric unit, as well as the nurses and therapists in rehab, to give us information about the patients. We then gave that information to Santa Claus, and we wanted to create a little bit of mystique about the whole thing. And, of course, amateur radio, you can talk around the world, and propagation is good to the north in December. And we set it up basically that way. We go into patient rooms and make contact with the North Pole, and would let Santa Claus know what hospital we were at and what room we were in, and we would ask him if he knew who that person was. And, of course, he had good elves, and he knew who that patient was. And we found that that was such a hit with youngsters as well as the adults. You know, adults are trying to figure out who told them something about them, and the kids are absolutely convinced that that's Santa Claus then, because only Santa Claus would know that they wanted the bicycle, or only Santa Claus would know about their puppy and things like that. We do it now every Christmas at Children's Hospital of Orange County and here at St. Jude Hospital and Rehab Center in Fullerton, and we limit it pretty much to those two facilities because it is somewhat time-consuming to personalize it like that. And the one thing we also get to do here at St. Jude is the TV link. And what we set it up as is that with the satellite now, we can get a TV link to the North Pole, and we actually are able to see Santa Claus on the TVs. We can see him in his workshop, and through the capability of amateur radio, they then can talk directly to him as well. That works very well, and that's part of why we went to the term North Pole Network, because it works out very well with TV and radio both. Being in rehabilitation myself, we've always found that anything that can help motivate a patient can be very valuable in helping them improve. And we feel this is just another part of our overall use of amateur radio in a therapeutic way. Not only is it fun, but for people who've been ill and people who've been disabled, it helps motivate them a little bit, particularly at a time of year when it might be hard to be a little motivated when you're in the hospital.
Tell me about some of the logistics involved of providing the radio and television links in the hospital to the North Pole.
Okay, basically what we do is we're fortunate here at St. Jude to have our own studio and a closed circuit set up so that we can actually create Santa Claus's office at the workshop. And then through the closed-circuit TV system, we set all of the TVs as we go into the room to one of the in-house channels. And of course, all the patients are thinking that we're getting the satellite link. But at that point, we can then bring Santa Claus in on all of the TVs. And patients throughout the hospital are able to watch Santa Claus talk to the different patients. They see him at his office, and then they hear the conversation between Santa and the people that he's talking to. So anybody can watch it who wants to. And certainly that person who's interacting with him can see Santa talking to them as they carry on their conversation. That's how it's worked out here. And then, of course, Santa is using 2-meter equipment, actually, and we just usually go on a simplex channel. Occasionally we've used 220 as well, because 220 works real well in the hospital. In fact, it works better at times than 2 meters. And we do not go through a repeater. We have found that is not as acceptable away from our standpoint, because we're more prone to problems on the repeater. We don't want to tie up a repeater, and we also don't want to encourage other people to come over to the repeater and perhaps get in the way. So being able to go on a simplex channel gives us a lot more flexibility. We can do that just internally in the particular hospital we're in.
This is the RP Report. I'm Hap Holly, KCNRP in Chicago.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Now back to part one of this two-part report on the North Pole Network. An interview with April Mell, WA6OPS, Director of Occupational and Recreational Therapies at St. Jude Hospital and Rehab Center in Fullerton, California. Use 2 meters for the audio link and the hospital closed-circuit system for the visual link.
Right.
What kind of comments have you had from the kids or from the nurses and personnel in the hospital?
I could probably tell you stories for hours regarding some of the experiences we've had, from funny to dramatic to tearjerker. In fact, the Children's Hospital of Orange County, they called me the 1st of November wanting to be sure to get a date for us to come, because we are apparently one of their favorite groups. It's a very popular thing with the staff at Children's Hospital of Orange County, because they've seen such positive things happen with the children there. That makes us feel real good when they're calling us saying, you know, when are you coming? One story that I've always gotten a kick out of was the youngster who was a little suspicious about what this whole thing was and how believable it was. He was kind of at that age where I think he was questioning a little bit, was there really a Santa Claus? And he was in a 4-bed ward, and we talked to 2 other little boys before we got to him, and he was just certain that Santa would not know anything about him. And we told Santa that we were by bed 3, and did he know this little boy? And Santa, ho, 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 Mark, how are you doing? And the little kid's eyes just were huge. He couldn't believe that Santa knew who he was. And then, lo and behold, Santa knew that he wanted a particular gift for Christmas, and Santa asked him about his new baby sister, and the kid was just unglued. And as we went over to the next bed, this little guy was up on his knees, bouncing on the bed, yelling at the other kid across the room now, saying, "That's the man! That's the man! That's the real one!" So we knew at that point that that youngster was now a real believer. We also had some dramatic stories where a youngster who was essentially semi-comatose, and the only thing the child did was cry. It was just ongoing, and she didn't really respond to anything, and at first we weren't even going to go into the room. Then I suggested to the therapist who was with us, I said, well, let's at least give it a try. She may hear what's going on, even if she can't respond herself. So we went into the room and brought the microphone up near the little girl. We were using a speaker mic and brought it up near her ear. I asked Santa Claus if he knew the little girl in this room, and then I put the little speaker mic down by her ear. And he gave her name. He ho-ho-ho'd and then said, "Hi, Stephanie," or something like that. I thought the nurses were going to faint in the doorway, because when Santa talked to this little girl for the first time, she stopped crying. And they had not heard her really do that. And I was sure for a moment that she tried to move her eyes to look at me, to make some eye contact. Maybe it was wishful thinking, but it was almost one of our little Christmas miracles, because for several moments she stayed quiet, and you knew that she was listening to what was going on. And that was the first time the nurses or any of the staff had seen her respond to anything. There had been nothing that would really quiet her. That was pretty exciting. We had visited a little boy that was in a coma. The nurses were saying, well, I don't think you should bother. And then they came back to get us because the parents had heard that we were going to be there, and they wanted to videotape the situation. We had the TV link here at St. Jude. They wanted to video audio tape it. And so we came back. We had the nurses slip us some tidbits on the parents real quick-like, and we were off in one of the hallways for a few minutes before we came back to the unit. We got on, came into the room, and we asked Santa if he knew the little boy in this room. And the little kid was in a coma. And we put the mic, again, the speaker mic up close to his ear. And Santa's on the TV, and he's waving, saying, you know, hi, Kenny. And, you know, Santa and Mrs. Claus and the elves are praying real hard for you to get better real soon. And we know that your mommy, Kate, and your daddy, Jeff, are eager for you to get well and have you home real soon. Of course, the parents didn't know that Santa knew their names. So the parents were real jazzed at that point. And this little kid came out of the coma several days later. They wanted to be able to show the little boy that Santa knew that he was in the hospital and that Santa was thinking about him. And the little boy just really perked up because he didn't think that Santa would know that he'd been in the hospital and that Santa would remember him. And they had, there was the living proof. Santa talked to you, talked to Mom and Dad. The big thing there was that was treatment for Mom and Dad. That's happened in a couple of occasions. The kid has been so sick or whatever that I'm not sure what really went on for that child. But for Mom and Dad, it was at least a brief, small moment of some happiness to have Santa talk to their child.
You've been listening to part one of a two-part RP report on the North Pole Network. An interview with April Mell, WA6OPS, Director of Occupational and Recreational Therapies for St. Jude Hospital and Rehab Center in Fullerton, California. In part two, Mell will discuss the involvement of adult patients with the North Pole Network and the particulars of how you can set up such an amateur radio program in your local hospital or nursing home. I'm Hap Holly, KCNRP in Chicago.